time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Julie Rozier. She is with the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments. Today we're going to talk about the Circles program. This is a program for low-income families that'll teach them, you know, different skills, soft skills to, you know, maybe things that people haven't really learned. And there are some skills that they're talking about that, you know, it would be good for anybody to pay attention and kind of get involved in, because maybe you just don't know how to budget. Maybe you don't know what a budget is. So we're going to talk about the Circles program. And Julie, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So let's talk about, first and foremost, what the Circles program is.
Okay. So Circles is it's an initiative that we have that Southeastern Utah Association Local Governments administers, and it helps provide tools and resources. So what we do is we're working with families that we get referrals from all of our partnerships and some of our programs, and it's a commitment. We ask families for an 18-month commitment, and once they come, we start working on many different things. Healthy relationships, soft skills, financial literacy. You know, how do you access your credit report? And one of the things I love about it most is it really is, it's a big family. One of the things that we learn for families who are lower income, they're, if you look at the mental model of poverty, relationships are the driving force. However, if you ask a lot of people, how many individuals in your life do you feel like you can rely on, depend on, that will be there for you in a time or a challenge? And a lot of people answer zero, maybe one. And that's really interesting to me, because in Circles, we are a group. We're there for each other, and we do it together. Nobody's ever told what to do. We come and do the work together.
And so that's another thing, too, that it kind of builds this network of people to lean on, people when you need help, and those kinds of things.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the skills that go in and you that are taught during the Circles program.
Sure. So one of the first things we start with are SMART goals. And that's sustainable, measurable, attainable, time bound, and relevant. And the importance of setting a goal. Because if you don't, a lot of times when individuals are struggling or they're living day to day, it's hard to move past that. How do you set a goal? So we work on that. We work on healthy relationships, because that's a really critical piece too, on helping families move out. Soft skills. And that's great, because it teaches, we work together to learn, you know, how do you go to an interview? How do you make eye contact with the individual that's interviewing you? How do you do a firm handshake? What's a great resume? You know, do you need assistance on that? How do you have references? This goes on and on and on. And that's why we ask families for a commitment, so that they can finish all of these, you know, classes. And then a Circle participant, once they join, for the first 12 weeks, they come to classes. And then if they've attended 10 of those 12 classes, they become a leader. And one of the reasons a Circle leader is, they're called a Circle leader, is a couple of reasons. One, they are actually the ones that will navigate their way out of poverty. It's just, we're there to kind of help provide the tools and resources. And we also want them to know that they are a leader. They can and will be a leader in our community. We teach them that as well.
Okay, and some of the other things, you know, like setting up a savings account.
Yes.
Another one that a lot of people, you know, and this goes for just about everybody, another one that is really important is a credit report.
Yeah.
And what your credit score means. What do you guys do when you go into those?
So first off, a lot of our families that we've worked with have no idea how to access the credit report. You know, how do you get an accurate credit report? So we go through that and we teach them that, and then also work with them on what's in your credit that's hurt you. You know, what can you do to help try to change that so you can improve your credit score? And one of these reasons are so important too is because we work a lot about annual percentage rates. You know, how does that work? How do you get a loan? And we try to avoid some of the places that have very high rates of interest. So we work on that with them and try to help them change that so that they can have a better credit report, which will impact them later as well as they're trying to get financing.
And it just kind of helps them, you know, along their way and getting to the point where they are free to that they can do just about anything, and it gives them that financial freedom.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk. You were discussing earlier about cohorts and things like that. Let's talk about those for a moment.
Sure. So we, the Circles Carbon County is what we call ourselves, and we will be starting a new cohort, which means a new group of Circle participants. And because of this pandemic, We've been doing our meetings virtually every week, but we're hoping to get in the next several weeks, you know, up and running another cohort. So if this is something that, you know, you are interested in, or you have a family that might be interested in, please contact me and I'll provide all my information here at the end. But and then the other thing is, too, is that we're really looking for is allies.
And what would an ally be? What would they
do? So an ally is an intentional friendship. An ally is someone who is, they are secure, stable in their life. And we ask, we try to get two allies for every circle leader. So we ask the allies if they can attend one weekly meeting. And they're there just to give that support to the circle leader. It's not any financial support, but it's just there to help. They work together on SMART goals. And it's just someone there that's a healthy relationship that can give them that thumbs up and give them the encouragement to help them as they're moving out of poverty.
Okay, so this is the Circles program. It's offered by the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments. As of right now, everything's virtual, you said, correct?
It is right now.
But hopefully that will be changing within the next few weeks.
Yes.
Now, if anybody has any questions or wants to be or is interested in this, how do they get in touch with you?
So the best way to get in touch with me is just calling me directly. And my phone number is 435-613-0065. And my email is jwalker@seualg.utah. That's spelled out, UTAH.gov.
All right.
And I'm happy to talk to anyone.
Thank you for coming in today. Really appreciate it. It's Julie Rozier with the Southeastern Association of Local Governments. And it's all about the Circles program. Great program. If you need the help, it's available to you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.